Movies and musicals on RTE Lyric FM, sponsored by IFI at Home, the new streaming service from the Irish Film Institute. Come home to film. Come home to ifihome.ie.
Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes.
Good afternoon to you, Garrett. We are starting with some casting news this afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. We are. We're starting with a movie that's going to be filmed in Belfast, actually, Dungeons and Dragons. And Chris Pine is the lead actor in that movie. But they've got Michelle Rodriguez and Justice Smith joining the cast as well. Of course, it's based on the popular game franchise. It's what was published 46 years ago. But all over the world, there's huge fans in terms of this sort of leading fantasy entertainment franchise, fueled, I suppose, by their imagination. More than 40 million people have played Dungeons and Dragons since it was first published. I think there'll be a lot of interest in this film. Jonathan Goldstein and John Francis Daly will direct and write the script.
All right, and news of a Judd Apatow movie.
Yeah, who keeps very busy, actually, yeah. I must say. He goes from one movie to the next, but he's got a good cast lined up for his new film, which is called The Bubble. So he's got Maria Bakalova, who was in the Borat movie, the recent Borat movie, Karen Gillan and the Mandalorian himself, Pedro Pascal, all starring in it alongside Iris Apatow, David Duchovny and Leslie Mann. Now, this project sounds quite funny. It's a meta comedy. It's about a group of actors and actresses stuck inside a pandemic bubble at a hotel attempting to complete a studio franchise film. A lot of people saying they're kind of inspired by the Jurassic World Dominion, which was filming in the UK, had a sort of start-stop kind of situation due to the outbreak of COVID-19. And of course, everyone, all the cast and everything were stuck in a hotel for months while they were filming it. So I think that's where the sort of inspiration for it has come from. So Apatow is directing it. And I think, you know, going with his comedy skills, it'll probably be a good film. Sounds good. Yeah. It's called The Bubble.
Okay, The Bubble. It was only a matter of time before these kind of pandemic type movies started to be made. So we'll keep an eye on those. Here's an interesting duo, Sandra Bullock and Brad Pitt.
Yeah, they've not worked together on screen before. And it looks like they're going to be working on a Sony film, an assassin film called Bullet Train, which is an adaptation of a Japanese book. Maria Beetle is the title of that book. But it centers on a group of hitmen and assassins with conflicting motives on a train in Tokyo. The tone of the project has kind of been described as Speed. So that would suit Sandra Bullock well.
There's Sandra, yeah.
Yeah. And across with that between and the Liam Neeson 2014 film Nonstop. So Bullock, of course, is an Oscar winner from 2009. The Blind Side was the name of that film that she won the Oscar for. But in this already, we've got a good cast. Aaron Taylor-Johnson is starring in it and Michael Shannon. Mm. So I think with Bullock and Pitt there as well, you've got a good movie Bullet Train.
Okay, what about Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah, she's joining the ever-growing cast of the Eli Roth-directed feature adaptation of the video game Borderlands. Now, this game follows a group of augmented mercenaries trying to hunt down an alien vault on the arid planet of Pandora, rumored to contain advanced technology. They find themselves battling the local wildlife and bandit population and ultimately attempt to stop the head of a private corporate army from reaching the vault first. It's got a good cast because Cate Blanchett and Kevin Hart are already in the film.
All right, we're moving to the small screen and you've another interesting duo here, Garrett.
So we saw this duo before in the limited series Mildred Pierce. This is Kate Winslet and Guy Pierce, and they are reuniting for a HBO limited series, which is called Mayor of Easttown. Now, Pierce replaces Ben Miles after the actor left the project due to some scheduling conflicts. But Winslet is going to play Mayor Sheehan, a small town Pennsylvania detective whose life crumbles around her as she investigates a local murder. Pierce will play Richard Ryan, a visiting creative writing professor whose award-winning novel 25 years ago has been able to live up to his early promise. They're great on screen together, so that sounds like a nice project.
Very good. And a final bit of casting news, another fine actress, Octavia Spencer.
Yeah, she's begun negotiations to join Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds in Spirited. This is at Apple Studios. Now, it's a musical reimagining of the classic tale, A Christmas Carol. Oh. Spencer will portray a good-natured colleague to Reynolds' Scrooge-like character. She also helps Ferrell's Ghost of Christmas Present type teach Reynolds' character the meaning of kindness during the holiday season. That seems odd to be talking about it.
Certainly.
At this
is this
time
the earliest we've ever mentioned Christmas?
Possibly. Sorry about that. But John Anders and John Morris will write and produce the film.
All right. You have a very interesting trailer watch for us, Garrett, this week.
Yeah, this he's a prolific director, M. Night Shyamalan, and he's directed this project. And it's about a family on a tropical holiday. They discover that the secluded beach that they're staying on is somewhat causing them to age rapidly, reducing their entire lives into a single day. It's called Old.
It's called Old. So if you're pining for a sun holiday by the beach at the moment, this is going to put you off. Here's a little clip.
Are we there yet?
This beach, it's beautiful.
My swimsuit is hurting.
They do look small.
Come on, let's play hide and seek.
Have you seen my children?
Mom, I'm right here.
He was 6 years old this morning.
Oh no.
Yeah, oh no is right, Garrett.
If you go down to the beach today, this is
are we nearly there?
It.
You don't want to be there.
It's based on a graphic novel but called Sandcastle. It's scheduled for July. That's their plan for the movie when they do want it to hit the big screen, hopefully. But yeah, check out the trailer for Old.
Do
see
check
if it's
it
your
out.
Kind of
film. Old. All right, new releases, new on Netflix. It's, of course, Tom Hanks in his first Western.
Yeah, and his first Western called News of the World. And he plays a Civil War veteran who travels around from town to town reading the news. And he agrees to deliver a girl taken by a tribe years ago to her aunt and uncle, kind of against her will. They travel for hundreds of miles and face grave dangers as they search for a place that either of them can call home. Paul Greengrass directs the movie. It's a bit of a turn for him in terms of what we're used to, the type of movies that he does. It's a nice movie. Hanks is great in it, as usual.
Yeah.
You've kind of seen it before in a Western, but if you are looking for something nice to watch, it is a good movie.
News of the World. We'll be checking out the soundtrack very shortly. And another one to mention?
Yeah, just to mention To All the Boys, Always and Forever, a sequel. This is continuing the romantic life of the teenage girl and facing her good and hard times with her friends and family. That's also on Netflix as well. So there are your two choices this week.
Okay, what about a TV movie for us?
Well, I think one of the great things about kind of revisiting old movies is just kind of, you know, you forget how good they are. And one that I did get to see recently when I saw it on the TV listings, I said we may as well suggest it. It's The Deer Hunter. Mm. It's a fantastic movie. And this is the life of three American steelworkers and their families who's torn apart in the wake of the Vietnam War. Has an excellent cast. It's an Oscar winning drama as well. Robert De Niro, Christopher Walken, Meryl Streep, John Savage and John Cazell in his last film role as well. But if you do want to watch it, revisit it maybe again, it's on. It's a tough movie as well, I must say, but it's on BBC Two tonight at 10 p.m. It's The Deer Hunter.
That's The Deer Hunter. Garrett, we'll talk to you next Saturday. Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks, Aideen.